Well, I just got him off the bus, but he's just a belligerent and very volatile guy. He's wearing a cap, he's got a plaid shirt, he's got a backpack, blue jeans, and he's got a big knife, which he did not pull. That's not the issue. He's just belligerent AH. And he's at the where we let off the people for the MAX train at Clackamas Town Center. I would advise people not pick him up.
All right, copy that one. Glad he's not on your bus anymore. You said he had a plaid shirt, blue jeans, and a black backpack. Did you get, like, do you have a race, maybe in an age range, height?
Well, I'd say he's probably about, 30s, looking more closer to 40s, but I think he's younger than he looks. He's probably about 5'10", 11", skinny, has a ball cap on, which, you know, I mean, I know that describes everybody. And he has a backpack. It's not black. It's a dark color, but not black.
Okay, copy that. And then, like I said, do you have a race for him?
Caucasian.
All right, copy that. And he wasn't doing anything threatening with that knife, he said, right? He just was being belligerent on the bus for you.
He was belligerent when I opened the back door. He was the only one on the bus, and he just stood there and was doing, you know, fiddling around, looking, not doing anything. I said something to myself, and when he got off the bus, then he just stood there and played with the door so that it couldn't close. I just sat very mutely doing nothing until the door closed on its own. He's just a belligerent.
All right, copy that one. Glad he's off your bus, and I hope you have a great night, okay?
I am going to have a spectacularly good day, and I hope you do too. This is not even a bump in the road.
All right, I love that positive attitude, and enjoy that sunshine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
At 1545.